Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 158. We're moving on to Bezrat Hashem, the top of 159 today. We have a couple of lachos over here to cover. We're going to end off and finish off the dinim of Erev Pesach, the sixth year on the lachos Erev Pesach. We'll start the first year also on Lel HaSeder. Okay, so here we go. Simin Tov Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel. Okay, we discussed last time the things that are mutter to eat and aser to eat on Erev Pesach. We discussed Maror, we discussed Charos, we discussed Matzah, we mentioned that only Matzah is really the minhag not to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach because of the Yerushalmi, as we saw before. And we saw that Maror, both Maror and Charosis, the minhag is not to be Machmir. You're allowed to have Charosis and Maror. What's the reason? Once again, I just want to come back to that din. Charosis, the Rama himself said that the minhag is not like this, that you're allowed to eat Peros on Erev Pesach. L'chor, the reason is because Charosis, we don't eat Charosis. We just dip Charosis. You don't have to have a Teyavon for Charosis. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in Osa, hey, the reason why the minhag is not like this by Maror. Why not by Maror? We have a mitzvah to eat Maror. Because over here, Maror does not have to eat Teyavon. It's supposed to be just eaten. It's supposed to be bitter. It's not supposed to be like a Gevaldika Achila like we have by Matzahs. Therefore, that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag is not like this by Maror, and you're allowed to have your romaine lettuce on Erev Pesach. Moving on now to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaberim Hitcholecho Kodem Shah Siris. If you started eating before Shah Siris, we said if you by accident started eating after Shah Siris, Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kodem Beis told us that you have to stop right away. What happens if you start eating before Shah Siris? Umashcha Sudasa Adalila, these people must be at a hotel, I guess, for Erev Yantav, because anyone knows that on Erev Yantav, if anyone's having a suda at this point, their wife or their mother will actually kill them. Umashcha Sudasa Adalila, Dino Kamo Bishabasa Sushar Yamim Tovim, Shinispar Basim Reish Ayin Alf Sivaf. Then the halacha is like any other Shabbos and Yantav. If you're having a suda that's going to go into Shabbos, we know the halacha that you learn in our Pesachim also of Poris Mapu Mekadesh. You have a machlokas over what to do. We talk all Poris Mapu Mekadesh. You basically just change the tablecloth and you could start over the suda. The same thing would be over here if you did this on Leil Pesach for whatever reason. Okay? That's the din that is brought down over here. Morena Rabin Rav Nevinson, Dibur Masl. Ad Bain, he says over here, Yastik Ma'at Kodem Ashkia, however, you should stop the Suda a little bit before Ashkia, Mishim Tosev Shabbos Yantav. This is Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Lishitoso, and a lot of places he's very, very mocked to make sure that you get in, such as him. It seems to be impossible, Mitzvah Daraisa, Mitzvah to get in Tosev Yantav, unfortunately, Tosev Shabbos and Tosev Yantav. Many people are not so makbid on the dinim of Tosev Shabbos Yantav, therefore he says you have to stop before it. And once again, Rav Nevinson Shita is, you have to proclaim with your mouth, Harini Mekabolai Shabbos Kodesh over here by Yantav, Harini Mekabolai Yantav Kodesh, when before a couple of minutes before Shkia Lefachot. Okay, so that's the din over here into this. However, in terms of our minhag of Ashkenazim, this whole din is really not shayach nowadays. Because as we saw last time, that our minhag is not, we can't have regular matzah for sure based on the Yerushalmi. And even matzah shiru, which the Sfarim are knowing to have, which seems to be you could have, we are machmir not to have, matzah shiru. The reason being, once again, is because we're afraid that when you add the fruit juices or the eggs and stuff like that to the mat, to the flour, we're afraid that's going to be machmitz quicker. And therefore, we're afraid, we have a chashash, that it's going to be chametz. It's brought down in two different places in the Ramah, Simin Taf Mem Dalet, and it's also Ramah in Simin Taf Samaches. Since we're not going to see these Simon inside, I just want to read the Ramah inside so that you know about this Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Taf Samiches no, not Tuf Samiches. There's one in Tuf Mem Dalid. Tuf Samich Beis Sif Dalid tells us the following. He says over here, Medinas Elu, page 126. Medinas Elu, ei noagin lalush mei peros. We don't mix our flour with mei peros. Va'afil liktof amatzos ei noagin rak lachar fiasim v'dochamin ve'ein l'shanos. If you not do these things, you not change the minhag. Im lo b'shasa dechak l'tzarchichola or zaken otzarchazah. Unless it's a tzarchola or zaken who needs like this, then we don't have matzah shira. And therefore, once again, as an afkamina, our is saying, if you have a suda on Erev Pesach, it goes into the end of until the beginning of Pesach. If you have an Aner Pesach, it goes into Pesach. You have to do Paris Ma'apim Kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sikkot and Kaf Aleph. V'katva achronim, gilfi minag ramah le'abu simen tov mem dalid, de'ei noagin le'echol matzah shira afilu be'er Pesach, lo shayach klal kol ikar dinam v'chaber. This whole din does not apply. There's nothing that you can have on Erev Pesach. Once again, this seems to be also another raya against the whole idea of Rav Zsolti that he pointed out that you could just do matzahs. Shalom the mitzvahs matzah. It was so simple to come up with an idea of matzahs that you could have on Erev Pesach. So there have been very shaykh this din. Once again, as I pointed out yesterday, there were Shlomo Zalman and others disagree with that. Eitzah, once again, b'shas techak, like in the army, in places like this, there could be room to be makel for that. Okay, fine. That's the machaber over here. Then the Ramah points out, very importantly, he says, a mitzvah, lirchotz legaleach be'erev yontif. There's a mitzvah to take a shower, to shave, to get a haircut on erev yontif. V'lilbosh b'goyim noyim, k'mo b'shabes, ayin lelosim, and reish samach beiz. This is a little bit misleading over here. Lilbosh b'goyim noyim, k'mo b'shabes. You should wear nice clothes like Shabbos. That's actually not the halacha is, that generally we wear nice clothing even greater than Shabbos. If you have two suits, one nicer, one less nice, you're supposed to leave the nicer one for yontif. Yontif has a din even more in terms of cover. Yontif even greater than Shabbos, and therefore you're supposed to wear the nicer suit as it's brought down to everything. So the post can point out over here what it means over here is that you're supposed to already prepare yourself on Erev. You don't wait till Yontif to get dressed. You get dressed on Erev Yontif just like you do on Erev Shabbos. But at the end of the day over here, you have to get ready. You have to look nice for Yontif, just like we learn to look nice for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Kabez Lirchotz. He says Achar Chatzos Yelech Leber Samerchatz V'Yitbo Lekavod Aregel. Says the Mishnah Berurah that after Chatzos, like other by other Yontifs, there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to go ahead and go to the mikvah to prepare yourself for Yontif. There's even more so on Yontif once again. Yontif has a greater inyan. Why do we wear nicer clothes? Why do we daf go to the mikvah? Some people go every Erev Shabbos also. But even those who don't go every Erev Shabbos, many people go by the Shalosh Regalim. Because once again, Rosh Hashanah was once here and he fleshes out very nicely, B'shem Resolveitchik. And that is the difference between Yontif and Shabbos. And Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be Yachol. The Malachim come to visit us in our house. On Yontif, as the idea of Shalosh Regalim, you're supposed to Olu L'Regel, you're going to visit the king in his palace. You go up to the base of Mikdash during the day. Therefore, Yontif has even greater din of you. You're going to wear much fancier clothes when you go to visit the Melech in his castle. And therefore, we prepare ourselves more. We have to go to the mikvah before we go ahead and prepare ourselves for the Regel. That's why we go to the Regel. But we go to the mikvah before the Regel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here points out the din is to go after Chatzos. We find this din in a couple different places to dafka go after Chatzos. However, Morinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel over here disagrees with the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Leave Tzarechin. Dibra Masel V'yito, he says, Tzarech Ian. He starts out on one shlaf. Do lie odiv lifto lifnei Chatzos. Perhaps it's better to go before Chatzos. Da kedushas aregel mitchilim Chatzos ayom. As we learned at the beginning of the halachas, is that Yud Dalet has Kedusha in itself, it's like its own Yontif. And therefore, we don't want to wait till, especially after Chatzos, when the Iker, part of the day, when the Iker din of offering up the Korban Pesach, when the din of Yontif starts. Therefore, you should go to the mikvah to prepare yourself already for Yud Dalet after Chatzos. Okay, Da'avil, Masik Mavila Sobe Chatzos, because we see that by Inhechos Avelos, the Avel is going to stop his din of Avelos already at Chatzos. Then Morinu Rabbeinu says, one step further, one line down, he says, Bizman Azeh. Hatfila is zecher lizman abayis. Nowadays, the tefila is zecher what they used to do in the bayis. Im kein lechora says, and Nevin saw his own chiddush over here. Adiv shiitva b'yom yud gimel. Perhaps it's better to go to the mikvah already on the 13th, 2 days before Pesach. Why? Just like in the base of Midash, when would they go to the mikvah? They would have to go to the mikvah on Yud Gimel. Why would they have to go to the mikvah on Yud Gimel? Because in order to mitire themselves, in order to enter the base of Midash on Yud Dalid to offer up the Korban Pesach, they had to be already be Torah if I go to the mikvah on Yud Gimel. Why? In order to be Torah, you need Harav Shemesh. You need Shkias Lechama to go after the Tevila. You need the nightfall to come in. So if you wait till Yud Dalid, you're not going to have a nightfall coming. You're not going to be able to enter the base of Midash. Therefore, they needed to do tefillah on Yud Gimel. Therefore, says Morinu Rabbeinu Nevinzel, nowadays so do a din, that perhaps it's better to go to the mikvah already on Yud Gimel. Dim yitbo b'yom Yud Dalet, lo yuchol lekaneis lazar la'akriv korban pesach, de'bi'in in harav shemesh. If you wait till Yud Dalet, you're not going to be able to enter into the base of the Mikdash. Therefore, if the whole din is zeichet to what they did in the Mikdash, l'chor Rabbeinu Nevinzel says, not only before Chatzos, you should do it on Yud Dalet, you should already do it on Yud Gimel before Shkia, in order that you get harav shemesh in also. So that's one very interesting nekuda over here from Morinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he says, another din that a lot of people don't know about on Erev, Dafka on Erev Pesach. He says, after chatzosa, yom, after the daven mincha, there's an inyan to be osik in the din of Karban Pesach. Once again, now the time after the time of the Mikdash, after chatzosa, you weren't getting ready for yontav in terms of setting the table and things like that. You were up to the base of Mikdash, offering up the Karban Pesach at this point. And therefore, unfortunately, because of Sinai Rabbin, we don't have the base of Mikdash. The next best thing is to be osik in the din of the Karban Pesach. If you open up all the Haggadahs after Mincha, printed in the Haggadahs, you'll see, or if they don't have Mincha, they have, before the Seder, they'll have all the inyanim of the, there's a whole nusach to say, talking about the Karban Pesach. For Shlomo Zalman was noeg every Erev of Pesach after Chatzos to come to the Kotel and be osek in the dinim of the Karban Pesach at the Kotel on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So there's a big inyan. If you're not near the Kotel, there's an inyan just to do it. Even if you don't have the Kotel, if you're able to get to the Kotel, even greater if you're able to, after Mincha, to be able to be osek in the dinim of the Karban Pesach at this time. Fine. So that's the dinim over here brought down from the end of Simin Tuf Ayin Aleph. That really ends the dinim of Erev Pesach and Tuf Ayin Beis. Starts the dinim of the Leil Seder itself. Also, Leil Seder also starts with some of the preparations for the Seder also. So it says the Mechaber over here in Simin Tuf Ayin Beis, Dina Asebe V'dal Kosos, Sif Alf. Yeshulchano Aruch Mi Ba'od Yom. You should set your table and have it prepared from before Yontav Kedei Lechol Miyad Kishetachshach, in order that you could eat right away when it gets dark. Why is this? As we know, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Pesachim Kuftasam and Aleph, it's on another place in Shas also, it says that Rabbi Kiva was come from the Beis Medrash only two times a year. There was two times Rabbi Kiva would leave the Beis Medrash early. One was on Erev Yom Kippur, and the other was on Erev Pesach. It says he did it on Erev Pesach, Kedei Shelo Yeshnu Atinokos, in order that the Tinokos don't sleep. What is this referring to? At least some of them before Shem explain what it means is that Rabbi Kiva would come home, put his kids to sleep, in order that they would be able to stay up late, Leil HaPesach. Okay, so that's what's bringing over. Because why? Because we want them to be around for Tzipor Yisus Mitzrayim, to order to answer the Manishtana, order to answer their questions when they have questions, which is one of the Ikar Mitzvahs of the night. Not only any matzah, not anymore, but it's we got to Labincha, it's to teach your child about Tzipor Yisus Mitzrayim. Therefore, we want the children to stay up late. Therefore, we don't want them to fall asleep. So therefore, we want to start the Suda as soon as possible. So the first thing over here is, you should make sure all the preparations are done on Erev. Don't start doing anything. Have the table set. Have your three matzahs that you know shalim. Don't start looking for where's the shalim ones. It takes a long time to find actually shalim matzahs. Do that already on Erev Pesach. Have all the preparations done that you could start right away. V'af imhu bebeis hamidrash yakum. As Rabbi Kiva, even if he has a seder kavua at this time, he should get up from the beis medrash. Mineishem mitzvah lemayir leechol bishal tinoka shel yishnu. You should make sure you come home right away in order to make sure that the children do not go to sleep. Avalo yomar kiddush ad shetachshach. Even though we have a mitzvah to start the seder right away, so you'll say, great, gavaldik, make early yontif, say kiddush an hour before shkia, you could die after plaga mincha, and therefore the kids will for sure be up, you'll start the seder early, says the mechaber. Even though there's a mitzvah to start right away, that means right away after tseis of kochavi. However, you cannot start right away and say kiddush beforehand. Why can't you say kiddush before we get to the other dinim of starting early? You can't start to say kiddush before, and says the Mishnah Berurah, siv katan dalit. And then, since the eating of matzah is hukshal pesach, is as a hekesh to the Karban Pesach, shenemar al matzah sumarayim yochlu. So we learn the dinim of matzah from the dinim of Karban Pesach. U pesach inon al chalab laila. The Karban Pesach can only be eaten at the nighttime. And kiddush has to be said at a time where it's roy to eat matzah. Therefore, if the matzah has to be eaten at night, and the kiddush has to be said at the time where it's roy to eat matzah, so you have to say kiddush only at nighttime. That's the first reading. It says, we all know that the first kos that we're going to say kiddush on is one of the dalet kosos. And King says the Mishnah Berurah, the kula butter agadu matzah mara griri, and all the dalet kosos, the mitzvah of the dalet kosos gets dragged after the mitzvah of the mara and the agadu and the Karban Pesach, which is all has to be done at night. So therefore, we learn not because of the matzah, because the dalet kosos gufa have to be drunk dafka at nighttime. Therefore, we the dafka wait for kiddush after nighttime. It could be that you could have mara early, Marvelly is not a problem until the next time when you're going to start Sfiras HaOmer, then you have problems of saying Sfiras HaOmer early, but without getting the first night of Pesach, you really could daven Marv early if you wanted to, without getting to the machlokas, whether saying Kriyat Shema early is better, or instead daven Marv afterwards, which generally is Minhag Yerushalayim, to go ahead and daven Marv at the correct time. That's what most people do, they daven correct Marv at the first possible chance they could on Lel Pesach, and then they go home as quickly as possible to go start the Ksuda, and therefore the Tekosel Kiddush will for sure be after Tzeisa Kol Chavi. Says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal, Tira Masel Kishetach Shach, what if someone is Machmer normally for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? What does he do? Well, Pesach over here, if you wait for Rabbeinu Tam, you have two different Lalachas that are fighting against each other. This happens a lot. This happens a lot. When one thinks that you take on a Chumra, let's say you take a Chumra, I'm going to be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, and not to say Kiddush until Zman Rabbeinu Tam, let's say. Okay, over here, it's very nice, it's nice chumra, but over here, he's being makel on the fact that you might make it that your kids are going to fall asleep before we got to Lebimcha. So over here, it's not always great to have the chumra. So it says, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal. In Dir Maso Asher Techshach, sorry, Kishet Techshach, he says, Lo Yachmir Lahamtin, let's say, Zakal Chavim, Lashitas Rabbeinu Tam. You should not wait for, say, Zakal Chavim of Rabbeinu Tam, Kadesh Lo Yashnu Atinoka, so the kids don't fall asleep. However, someone who takes on Rabbeinu Tam Shita Mi'ikur Didin, not as a Chumrah, but that's the halacha that he follows, the Eino Osam Motzei Shabbos Avila Malachas Durabanan, that he will even do Malachas Durabanan on Motzei Shabbos of Rabbeinu Shita until after Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, he's holding Mi'ikur Didin and Rabbeinu Tam is right. So Yachmer Afkan is going to be forced to be Machmer over here, and he would not be able to start the Lel Pesach until after Zman Rabbeinu Tam. However, Anagim Lahakh Rak Bisurai Daraisa, those who are just Machver Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore they don't do Isurai Daraisa on Motzei Shabbos until Zman Rabbeinu Tam. Im Leil Seder Chal Motzei Shabbos, Yizar Rakulala Gner Lavdola, Vivakar Laner La Akhur Mikain. Then just make Machbet. Don't light the candle for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, because that's Daraisa's. But you should start the Seder right away, because over here Rabbeinu Tam is just a Chumrah. And over here we have a Mikr Dedin of Igat Labincha to start the Seder as quickly as possible. And therefore that's going to be the first thing that you should go ahead and be careful with. Okay, so it all depends on why one is Machav Rabbeinu Tam. Obviously, if someone's not Machav Rabbeinu Tam at all, should start the Seder right away if possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis, Bebeis Medrash, Ritzel Omer, She'osei B'limu, even if you're learning Torah, Vua Dilini Tefillah, the same thing for Tefillah Ma'ariv on Lel and Erev Pesach. Sarich Lizaris Atzmo Likros, Kriyat Shema Ulit Palav Alelech Techeh Lebeiso. You have to be careful to read Kriyat Shema. Dive in and go right home. Don't start schmoozing with your friends after Marv. Don't do anything else. Don't have a chavrusa after Marv. Go straight home and start in order to start the Seder as quickly as possible. And then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kaf and Gimel, Shemitzah Lamar Lachol, it's a mitzah to start right away. Rotzalomar. What does it mean? Mitzah Lamar Lachol means to run through the Agada as quickly as possible and eat quickly. And I'll say that's not true. Wrote to Lomar, Lizaris Lassus a Seder. You should Mizaris to do the Seder Kadesh Lo Yeshno Atinokosh Kishiyedu. Shlo Yishtahar Be'ad Achila. You shouldn't just slow down Magid in the beginning of the Seder for no reason. You should try and go through it a little bit quickly in order that to make sure that the children are up for at least part of the Seder. So the Shartzin over here discusses in Oz Beis, what are we trying to speed through? Where are we trying to get to? Which point? He says, possible. We'll get to the Shartzin later on. But he says, either, at least till Ava Dimayinu, so at least they get an answer to their question of Manishtana Balalazet. He says, but perhaps it could be even the Achilas Matzah, even the end of Magi, when you're going to go ahead and eat the Matzah, because they're supposed to recognize all the difference of this night. And what matzah is one of those things that are different about this night than all other nights, and therefore it could be they're supposed to be going faster in order that the kids should be awake for that point also, in order that they misorder their own questions of the night, which is really what we're trying to do. We'll get to that nekuda a little bit later on. Adkan for today.